This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. You've been listening to AFR for a while, whatever that is. You know that on Fridays, we have a trivia show. And we look forward to that because Monday through Thursday, we spend our hour and a half telling you, you know, how the world's going to end. And on Friday, we act like it's not going to. Right?
That's right.
Kind of how I describe Trivia Friday. And the world is going to end one day, J.J. Jasper, Ed Vitagliano, right, Ed?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It will end, and it won't end with a whimper. It'll end with a bang.
Okay.
Everyone always says, won't end with a bang, it'll end with a whimper. No, it'll end with a bang.
And while we're waxing elegant, I'll add this.
Elegant?
Waxing elegant.
Waxing elegant?
Yeah. That's what people think when they hear the name Ed Vitagliano.
Yeah.
They think elegant.
Let me add that. Let me add this. We're not going to make it out of this world alive.
that's right.
There's many more to come, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's right. An hour and a half.
We'll be here all hour and a half. All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. I am Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Glad to be here.
So we are going to play trivia. This is how this happens. We are going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to allow you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. You answer one of our questions, and you ask us a trivia question. Here's the phone number to call in and be on the air with us, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. 589-8840. Again, don't know why I say toll-free. It doesn't matter anymore. We all have cell phone plans. You don't even think about dialing long distance anymore. Remember when you had to think about that?
Yeah,
Not too long ago.
With cell phones. Now, of course, you had to think about it with landlines, but with cell phones, remember, you had a certain amount of minutes.
True.
So some of our folks get on the they call in, and they're waiting for 25 minutes. They eat up their whole plan.
Used to.
Yeah.
But I think now it's kind of like unlimited everything.
Right.
Isn't it? Because they're all competing with
I know most of the young people I see, it's unlimited texting, that's for sure.
Right. What we like here is unlimited buffets.
Yes.
That's what we like.
All you can eat.
Few days, it's been unlimited candy. This is the calorie and cavity edition of
I haven't
Learning
had one
University.
Piece of candy this week.
Good really? For you.
Not one.
From
good
now to, well,
I'm
can
a man
you make it
discipline.
To the end of the year, though? That would be the question.
Oh,
we'll
no. I am a man of, when people think elegance, they think of my name, they also think self-discipline around food.
Hey, before we get to the fun part of the show, American Family Association, AFA, is calling for a fast on Monday, prayer and fasting. You know, I was listening to President Trump saying the Republicans are about jobs, the Democrats are about mobs. I'm hearing experts say this election is going to be about Kavanaugh, the caravans. Do we go in a direction where it's conservative judges, more jobs, or do we go in the direction of socialism? And it's up to the voters, and it's up to the Lord. So I'm so thankful that AFA and AFA Action Alert calling for prayer and fasting on Monday before the election.
Right.
Amen, JJ.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for reminding us about that. Now, a couple of rules here. Don't call in if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. You gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, don't call in.
And we'll know, because we contact Google.
Right, we contact Google.
They know everything.
We will reverse call you. in which
at dinner
case,
time?
That immediately kicks in all your data.
Yes.
From your credit cards.
That's
And so it's just a bad deal all the way around. So if you try to call and get in on the air with
us. There's teeth to this rule.
Yeah. So also, ground rule that, not really. I don't know if it's a ground rule or something we do every week. And that is, if you answer the mystery question, you will hear this sound. Yes. As Paul Simon would say, it's the sound of silence. No, it's the beloved cowbell. Our board operator is a substitute teacher this week. And
caught him by surprise.
Caught him by surprise, missed the cue. And you'll hear this sound. Yes. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's good.
The first time we actually offered two sounds, it might have been you might have missed it. The first was Marcel Marceau. He was miming the cowbell. Then the second was the actual cowbell.
But if you answer the mystery question correctly and you hear the cowbell ring, then your heart can start racing. Why? Because you won yourself a T-shirt, hadn't they, Ed?
They have. It's a Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt with our likeness on it.
We're showing that right now.
Yes, if you're watching online.
If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you've typed in today's issues and you've joined us here in studio. We are holding up the T-shirts that are available that you win as a mystery question answerer. And also, you can call in and order your own T-shirt for $15.
Yeah,
afastore.net,
and you can order yourself a T-shirt. $15, that's a fair price right there.
Yeah, and that includes shipping and handling.
It does. We will handle it, then ship it.
And listen, Christmas right around
the corner. We've signed some that people have requested we sign.
Christmas right around the corner. Uh-huh. You got a lot of super fans of Learning University. This really would make a fun stocking stuffer for them.
By the way, Christmas at Cracker Barrel is not right around the corner. It's always on the corner.
Yeah. I think Cracker Barrel.
Cracker did have
the summer.
Yeah, in August. Yeah. They had their Christmas corner going in August.
I can't say too much about that because our family, this time last year, opened a women's boutique and clothing store.
Has it been a year already?
We're having our one-year anniversary sale tomorrow, refreshments, door prizes, all that. So, yeah, I start thinking like these marketing people. When do you wait till after Halloween before you put your Christmas tree up? So, yeah, those folks really are all about having sales and making the, what do they say, make hay while the sun shines.
Make hay. All right. So now that you have shoehorned in your boutique, why don't you let our listeners know? I mean, if they can go online and purchase stuff.
And what kind of refreshments are we talking about? that does matter to somebody like me who's not going to buy anything. Well, my wife and daughters will buy stuff.
Right. Jasper & Company, Women's Boutique and Gift Store.
Yeah, in Mississippi.
Tupelo, Mississippi, 1207 Nail Street, pottery, pillows, jewelry, all this kind of stuff. But to answer your question about the refreshments and the door prizes, the first 10 people get a real nice gift, and I'm not supposed to say what it is, but I'll tell you guys, it's a real nice candle. It's one of our nicer candles. So first 10 customers, but yeah, good refreshments and all that.
Because we don't have enough candles around our house, so we need a few more.
You sound like me. You're being sarcastic.
Yes. But Ed, to answer your question,
you're a fire hazard.
Jasper and Company on Facebook and Instagram, and they can find out
Jasper
more.
And Company.
All right, Ed, let's go.
All right, here are our questions. Here are my three questions. Actors, you got to listen. Some of you are old enough
to
know this.
People.
That's right. Actors Leo Gorcey, Hunts Hall, and William Benedict were known to audiences as what recurring fictional characters in the 1940s? This is movies. Actors Leo Gorcey, mm-hmm. Hunts Hall, mm-hmm. and William Benedict were known to audiences as what recurring fictional characters in the 1940s.
William Benedict, he went on to be a pope, didn't he?
Benedict.
I think he was one that gave away all those secrets, and now they just say, because of that William Benedict Arnold, folks, you know.
Yes, and related to Julian Assange.
Yes.
And they named an egg style after him.
They're distant cousins.
Eggs Benedict.
Yes, Eggs Benedict.
Right, that's right. Any other? You know, it's kind of hard to find Benedict jokes, but we got several in there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, second question. What famous actor played both the Frankenstein monster mm-hmm. and the mummy in the 1930s films by those same names? We just had, you know, this week, Dress Up. I won't mention the
Hallelujah parties at churches.
That's right. So this is, most people would probably know this. What famous actor played both the Frankenstein monster and the mummy in the 1930s films by those same names? Third question. Since my Red Sox won the World Series, just wanted to mention it.
Did they win?
They won. How many World Series have the Boston Red Sox won this century? That is since the year 2000.
Great questions. Here's what I've got. First question, what country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States as a gift? What country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States as a gift? Second question, true or false? Paul Newman was disqualified from the Navy's pilot training program during World War II because he was colorblind. Is that true or false?
You know, we all should be colorblind, though, JJ. Oh, let's hold hands here. Same kumbaya, can't we?
This is a different kind of colorblind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, true or false, Paul Newman was disqualified from the Navy's pilot training program during World War II because he was colorblind. True or false? And then I'll add, and then I've got one more. It's multiple choice. Mm-hmm. More candy is sold during which holiday? A, Halloween, B, Valentine's Day, or C, Easter? And this is from the Ooh. Association of Confection something something.
Benedict is in there somewhere.
It was a National Confectionist.
What does your daddy do? He's the president of the National Confectionist Association.
Boy, if President Trump starts saying he's a confectionist as well as a national,
he's done.
They're never going.
He's done.
Yeah, they'll run that into the ground.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, so here's where I am. More candy. It's multiple choice. More candy is sold during which holiday? Is it Halloween, Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. or Easter?
That is a good question because. Mm. I thought I knew the answer, and then I'm going, I don't know.
All right. My three questions are, who said this? What famous person, I should say, said this? God does not play dice with the universe.
Mm, good question.
Number two, what star is nearest to Earth? What star is nearest to Earth? And it's not the Death Star.
Okay, that's in a galaxy far, far away.
Right. So don't call him. I'm serious. That's a serious question.
I'm sure that's a serious comment.
Okay. Thank you for telling us that.
You have failed me for the last time, Commander.
Oh me.
Timothy.
Man, I didn't know
you have failed me.
This guy's got talent right here. Yeah, JJ sort of, you got left in the 60s with Mr. Haney.
And then I got left in the 70s
with Star Wars. I got nothing. All right. Last question. From the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, that is the Bible, who threatened Elijah's life after the contest on Mount Carmel?
Good question.
Who threatened Elijah's, the prophet, who threatened his life? All right, let's get started.
I think we should get started. We're going first to Virginia, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking, brother. You want to ask, answer, or
okay,
do both?
Listen, I'm gonna do both, but if just quickly, I would like to recite an old Chinese proverb to you that is really a food for thought, and it's not intended to make light of anybody's physical impairment.
Okay.
Deaf husband and blind wife make good marriage.
Deaf husband and blind wife make...
Funny. It's really a food for thought. But I'll do both, and to start out with the both, I would like to answer Ed's number one question about the...
Let me repeat that for those just tuning in. Actors Leo Gorcey, Hunts Hall, and William Benedict were known to audiences as what recurring fictional characters in the 1940s?
The Bowery Boys,
that's right. Also known as, at times, the East End Kids and the Dead End Kids. I just saw a movie the other night that actually had a run of two or three of their movies on. Might have been Turner Classic Movies. And I didn't realize how many movies these young men made in the 40s and 50s. It was a slew of them.
What was the series called?
Well, they were the Bowery Boys, and they would, like the other night, it was Bowery Boys. It was comedy.
Were they before New Kids on the Block? Or?
Yeah, they weren't a singing group, but they...
Oh, they weren't?
Yeah, no, well, they were well
an
before.
An acting group.
Yes, New Kids on the Block.
Have you worked in asbestos? Get the money you deserve. Leo Gorsuch, Hunts Hall, what's the other guy?
William Benedict.
William Benedict. Gorsuch, Hall, and Benedict. We'll get you the money you deserve.
Gorsuch, Hall, and Benedict. It does sound like
I can
it.
Never say that word.
Mesothelioma.
Then you don't have it.
And you hadn't watched the commercial enough. Because it comes on.
Yeah, don't call the lawyer and tell him, I got, you know, that word they use there on TV.
Mesothelioma. Isn't it mesothelioma?
See, I hear the commercial, and the part that always, the asterisk is, get you the money you deserve.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's thank right. you for this entitlement culture.
All right, what are we?
All right, so Dave, good job on guessing the Bowery Boys. What's your question for us?
All right, in the legend of Sleepy Hollow, mm-hmm. The star character, Ichabod Crane. Mm-hmm. What was his profession?
All right, hang on just a second. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Here's an L. He was a union steward for the Headless Horseman, Union 107. Now, a lot of those guys couldn't find work anywhere else. If they had been non-union, they'd never got a job. But thankfully for old Ichabod, he was the union steward, the Headless Horseman, Union 101, and he gathered them all together and made sure they was able to put food on the table.
So how did your job interview go with the Headless Horseman today?
The guy told me I had a nice head on my shoulders.
I did my best, but he was expressionless.
Yeah. So I went next door to the confectioner's.
He said, do a good job and don't lose your head.
All right. Now, I'm pretty sure he was a school teacher, wasn't he?
I can't remember. I just remember that.
I think he was a school teacher. Yeah. All right, Dave, we're going to go with school teacher.
That is correct.
You wow, go ahead. That's it. That
I had
is
confidence
it.
In the answer, though.
You had confidence
in the answer. In the answer.
Hey, thanks, all Dave. Right. Appreciate it, brother.
Go. Let's go.
All right. I didn't know he was going to say, have a good weekend back to me, but anyway, sorry about that, Dave.
I think he did. If not, it was in his heart.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I cut him off at the end. I didn't know
you
did. Say
you remembered school teacher, and all I remembered was that horseback ride. Him. And that Godiva woman.
Godiva.
And the horse he rode in on.
With a banjo on his knee?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We go to Louisiana, and Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, and I don't have a banjo on my knee.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Ask, answer, or do both, Keith?
I think I'm going to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Lady Liberty.
Here's the question. What country gave the Statue of Liberty to the U.S. as a gift?
I believe it was France.
That's right.
That's right, brother.
Nicely done.
Do you know when that was?
I would say in the 1776, maybe.
I've got it right here. The copper statue was given as a gift in 1886. And it was dedicated. It was dedicated on October the 28th, 1886.
Oh, so it was a 100-year anniversary. 1876 or
86?
1886. Oh, 86. Okay.
Yeah. That's quite a gift.
But now
right
our country, 1776 was the Declaration
of Independence.
But then we had to fight the war.
Yes, know, 83 you know, it ended.
The British didn't just give in.
Well, you want to be independent?
Okay, have it your way then.
But that was quite a gift. Yeah. Have you guys both seen the statue, gone over there and seen it?
Not up close, I haven't. This is Keith.
I have.
Keith from Louisiana.
So, Keith, have you been?
I haven't. I would love to, but I haven't been.
Okay. We've done this show so much, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but if I have, act like you haven't heard it. When I was like 10 or 12, because I grew up in Mississippi, Tupelo, so small town, Mississippi. My grandmother and I go to New York to see my aunt and uncle. They lived in New Jersey, right across the river. So two things I remember specifically about that trip. My first time to ever see New York City, we took the helicopter from LaGuardia to Newark Airport, right over the top of Manhattan.
Wow.
Can you imagine for a little a boy from a little small town in Mississippi going to New York for the first time. But then they took us out on a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. And so we're out there. It's just me. It's my aunt, my grandmother, and me. Just the three of us. And so my aunt stays down. She's been up there many times.
Yeah.
It's downstairs I'm talking about, because there's no elevator. It wasn't at the time. It was just walking up the stairs. And so my grandmother, bless her heart, I don't know how old she was at the time, probably 65 or so. She starts trotting up with me because I want to go to the very top.
Right.
Right? So I'm having no problem because I'm, 10, 12 years old boy, you know. I was all excited. So my poor little grandmother, she makes it up about halfway, and she goes, Timmy, you're just going to have to go on. I'm just gonna, you go on, and I'll wait here.
Yeah.
So she waited right there, and I walked all the way up the steps around, and I was in the crown of the Statue of Liberty looking out over, what is that, Hudson Harbor or whatever it's called, the Hudson River or the...
I think it is.
Hudson River.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm looking out over that.
It is a harbor.
And the landscape of New York City.
By myself.
Wow.
I'm up there, the wind's blowing through, I'm hearing it, and I'm just thinking, I'm even at that time, I'm going, I'm standing in history here.
Yeah, that's the tallest building you've ever been in. At the time? Yeah, if you've been...
Well, the Empire State Building was bigger.
What, did you go in it?
I did, the Empire State Building. But I'm saying on that trip to New York, to be standing in the crown of the Statue of Liberty by yourself...
Yes. Yeah.
As a 10-year-old boy, it was just like...
Unforgettable.
I didn't forget it. It seared in my mind. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I'm with Tim. Keith, I waited late. I went the first time just a few years ago and went and saw the Statue of Liberty. Then I took my daughter, Sadie, last year, and we went back over there. And we were actually able to go inside. And it is, you talk about some patriotic feeling. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to go see.
I've been on a ferry, going, but I've never been on the ground.
Yeah.
Or gone up.
You should do that. And there's kind of a museum inside, and they've got the different inside the body, and you've got the different ways that they made it, and you see the actual pictures and a little video.
The French were the ones who gave it to us,
right? Yes. In 1886. Hey, Keith, what's your question for us?
Well, since we're on the topic of Lady Liberty and the Empire State Building, what is the tallest? I've asked you this before. What's the tallest? What state has the tallest state capitol?
Baton Rouge,
Louisiana.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I remember this question.
Mm-hmm.
You got one question. You're a one question. You're
every
one,
time you get
you're,
on,
you're a one question pony. Are you?
No, I just.
Well, pretty much, Keith, because this is the second time you've been on, and it's the only question you've asked us. So,
we're just kidding with you, Keith.
Hey, Keith, have a great weekend, bud. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Let's go ahead and take our break right here. Adam, that's your cue.
He's going to rag you the whole show, man.
Adam's filling in for Brent today as our producer over here running our control.
And I don't know how closely our listeners are watching the news, but a new study just came out that indicated that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than the men who mention it.
So that's a...
Hopefully not too much taxpayer money
you
was
saw that
spent
survey?
To...
Yeah, that's a study, done. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hi, this is Steve Tiber with 8 Days of Hope. We've seen God open up so many doors for us to help serve and love those who get affected by a natural disaster.
As the trees and the wind started crashing down around us, my wife was, of course, very diligently praying, you know, Lord, please be with us.
Very simply, we do it because God commands us to love others.
I see these volunteers all as a gift from God.
And I'm just grateful they're here, you know, helping out. It's a blessing.
If you're interested in becoming a part of what God's doing through 8 Days of Hope, please go to 8daysofhope.com, click on Get Involved, submit your email address.
I've noticed that whenever there's a time in my life when things might be a little gloomy, the number one thing that I can do is to go serve somebody.
And I would encourage anyone else to, it's worth it. Come out and do it next time if you didn't make it to this one. And the Father will really bless you in it.
Thank you so much for your prayers and volunteering with 8 Days of Hope.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Peter Koh, and I'm a business major, and this is my junior year at the college. What I love about the athletics here at Truett McConnell University is the coaches and their side of trying to teach sports from a biblical mindset with sportsmanship involved, and it really changes the way that you pursue the game, not just passionately doing it for other people, but also for yourself and to glorify God in that, which is completely different from most other schools.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
Authorities are investigating fake voter guides that were placed in churches across Texas. The voter guides misrepresented Senator Ted Cruz's position on issues like abortion. The original voters' guides were mailed to churches by Vision America. The phony voter guides were designed to mimic the originals with one glaring difference. Vision America President John Graves tells me the phony guides favor Democrat candidate Beto O'Rourke. I've posted side-by-side comparisons at toddstearns.com. He says it's disgusting to imagine that liberals tried to deceive the people of God in the house of God. Security video from one Dallas area church shows a male and female walking into the church building on a Sunday and replacing the real voter guides with the fraudulent guides. Graves said once they identify the culprits, they will consider pressing charges. And by the way, Ted Cruz is pro-life. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. The Talking Snake Media is developing mental health issues in their fixation on President Trump. One of the most important senatorial contests in the nation is in Mississippi. Focal Point extended invitations to both Republican candidates, but only one accepted. Chris McDaniel will be my guest for 30 minutes at 1:30 p.m. Central. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
There you go. Sitcom from the 70s right there. Good times.
Is that Kid Dynamite? Was he on that? Was that the show he was on?
Well, there were two.
Kid Dynamite.
There were two African-American sitcoms then. It was
The Jeffersons?
The Jeffersons and Good Times. That were popular.
Yeah.
I guess. There may have been more, but the Cosby show came along
in the 80s.
All right, we're Trivia Friday here, Tim, Ed, and JJ. If you want to watch the show, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in today's issues, and you can look at the cameras that are on our studio here. We are taking your phone calls for trivia questions. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. It's 888-589-8840. Send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Let's repeat our questions quickly and then get back to the phones.
All right. What famous actor played both the Frankenstein monster and the mummy in the 1930s films by those same names? Second question, how many World Series have the Boston Red Sox won this century, that is, since the year 2000? And I will add a question. This is pretty easy. In the British Royal Navy, what does the abbreviation HMS stand for? HMS, and then there's always the name of the ship after that.
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First one, true or false. Paul Newman was disqualified from the Navy's pilot training program during World War II because he was colorblind. Is that true or false? The second one, multiple choice. More candy is sold during which holiday? Halloween, Valentine's Day, or Easter? And then I'll add one. What number was retired by the Chicago Bulls to honor Michael Jordan? What number was retired by the Chicago Bulls to honor Michael Jordan?
My three questions are as follows. Who said this? What famous person in history said this? God does not play dice with the universe. Number two, what star is nearest to Earth? What star is nearest to Earth? And my third question is from the scripture. Where did it go to? Here it is. Who threatened Elijah's life after the contest on Mount Carmel?
Good question.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we're going. Louisiana and Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Sam, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Let's see, the one about the candy.
Here's the question. It's multiple choice, Sam. More candy is sold during which holiday? A, Halloween, B, Valentine's Day, or C, Easter?
I'm going to say Easter.
No, sir. That's not right. So you made it easy for the next person.
So it's down to Halloween or what?
Or Valentine's Day.
For candy.
Yeah. Good try, though, Sam. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
Oh, that's a good question. Right. And the answer is the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I tell you.
You got to get up pretty early, Sam, to get one past the professors.
The outside.
Right. You know, the sad thing is I was starting to think about that.
I was too. I had no idea this was a joke. I was going, which side?
You too? You fell for that?
Oh, yeah, I fell.
The moss grows on the north side of the tree. Yeah. Which side of the feathers of the turkey is more plentiful?
Yeah. Which side faces the north?
Starboard. I guess. Something. I don't know. Something, one of those.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
All right.
Have a good weekend. I fell for that one big time. I just was maybe the bottom, the top. I just couldn't. All right. We go back to Louisiana. The rest of you states better kick it up a notch. James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, illustrious professors.
Ooh, illustrious.
Thank you.
Yes. I like that.
Thank you,
James,
for your honesty,
we accept that praise.
Yes. So I'm elegant and illustrious. Yeah. That's good.
Ah, yes.
That's unusual for me,
and
believe
I'm
me.
I'm going to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer, James?
Oh, The Elijah question, I guess.
Okay, James, from the scriptures, the question is this. Who threatened Elijah's life after the contest on Mount Carmel?
The same lady whose body was eaten by the dogs, Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Mm.
Yeah, we're not clapping for the dogs eating the body.
Right.
No, we're not clapping for
that's
that.
Right.
Don't misunderstand.
She came
me.
To a bad end. We're
yes,
clapping for James,
yeah,
knowing the answer.
Yeah, and that comes from 1 Kings 19. So.
And James, I don't know how much of a Bible scholar that you are, but they're always finding new discoveries with these archaeologists. They have never found her emails that she had on her private
Jezebel's?
Server. Right.
Her private server.
I'm getting that.
I'm not going good. There.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Since you're on politics,
all right.
I had a choice of a NASCAR or a political question. I'm going to ask you your political question.
All right. Go.
JJ might know it based on earlier TV and movie programs. Who appeared on The Little Rascals, who later became President of the United States?
All right, let us talk amongst ourselves here. Fellas, Ronald Reagan was...
I think it was
guess.
Ronald Reagan.
Huh?
It was Ronald Reagan.
It was Ronald Reagan. Because he at least was in the acting profession.
Yeah, at that time.
Yeah. All right, we're going to say Ronald Reagan, James.
That is 100% wrong.
Really? All right, let me see. Hillary Clinton. Oh, no, that's right. She did make it. She didn't become president.
Would you believe our current president, Donald Trump? I got a DVD of an old Little Rascals. My wife looked and said, hey, that's Donald Trump on there.
No, wait a second. Little Rascals, sure, were, they would be in the 30s, like in the wouldn't
30s they? 30s or
40s. Is he that old?
Well, this movie was, it was a remake, I guess.
Oh, and the remake, the movie. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Very early 60s, as I recall.
Now, has he got his name, or did she just think it looked like him?
Oh, no. You look at the credits, and his name is mentioned.
Wow. Little
he did grow up in New York and and everything. So.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that is good trivia. That's what we...
on comments that give you the exact date of the copyright on the movie.
No, wow. That's good. No, that's all right. That's a lot of good trivia there, James. Thank you for that, and you have a great weekend, buddy.
You have a blessed weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. There's a Donald Trump on the Little Rascals. That was a remake. Good.
So that was the movie. That's not the one that we
That's not the old black and white.
The old black and white one.
It's going to be the movie there. All right.
Spanky and all those folks.
Yeah.
Spanky and...
Darla.
Buckwheat and Darla, and who were the other ones?
What was the little dog's name? Petey? That had like the black...
Alfalfa.
The black around.
Yeah, alfalfa with the hair sticking out.
Yeah.
The dog was a pit bull, wasn't it?
I think you're right.
The pit bull or Jack Russell or something? No, I don't know.
It was a pit bull.
And Alfalfa said, you know what? If Einstein doesn't care what his hair looks like, I'm not going to either. That was his inspiration. He always had a little something sticking up.
Yeah, that's right. A little twig back there. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep going. We go to Kansas. Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary. How you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm pretty dumb today, so I don't know hardly any of the answers, but I'll still try. JJ.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Don't worry,
Mary,
about being dumb, as long as you're not quite contrary.
Right.
That's
right.
All we're worried about at this point, Mary.
Right. You never heard that one before, have you, Mary?
Right. No, not 100 years.
All right, Mary, which question?
Oh, I'll try JJ's one about Paul Newman, because I really couldn't answer hardly any of them today, but I didn't want to hang up and not be on the show.
Okay, this one's 50-50 chance, so it's true or false. Paul Newman was disqualified from the Navy's pilot training program during World War II because he was colorblind. Is that true or false?
I'll say that's false.
Mary, that is 100% true.
That's true? Wow.
That is true. And, you know, just to be sure, I looked it up today because I saw this in one of my aviation magazines. Yeah. And it says Paul enlisted in the Navy to become a pilot but was disqualified from flight school due to color blindness. Ironic for a person whose eye color later became a distinguishing physical feature. He completed his military service as a radio man gunner on Avenger bombers in the Pacific during World War II.
Huh.
I wouldn't have thought he was old enough to be in World War
II. Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So, hey, good try. And do you have a question for us, Mary?
Yes. Well, you all know Brian Fisher, your beloved lawyer.
Right.
You know, when it works. He's always talking about his wife very lovingly. And he made a comment on one of the shows one night that he made something for her when they were dating, because she's so much shorter than him. It was a stool for her to step up on to kiss him goodbye when he went home. I want you to tell me the height of that stool.
Now, that's some trivia right there.
Now, you're talking about Brian and Debbie?
Yes.
All right, then Brian Fisher is, I'm guessing, about 6'2".
Yeah.
And Debbie, his wife, is
about
probably
5'2".
Yeah.
So you think a foot?
Right in there. I'm gonna say a foot. Inches.
We'll say a foot, Mary.
It was 15 inches.
15 inches.
He may be taller. Yeah, he may.
Well,
be
we
about
should have
6'3".
Known. We should have known that. I don't know how we. You know, since he works with us and everything.
Hey, Mary.
I wanted to bring him up.
Yeah.
Thank
He's
you.
Such a good guy on that show.
Yes,
he is.
Bring him in.
Convenial.
God bless
congenial.
You.
I forget what all.
Hey, thank you, Mary.
Confectionist.
Confectionist.
He's a confectionist. He's always trying to do things, you know, in a confectionist
way. Trying to be sweet.
He does confectionist reenactions. Brian does. A lot of people don't know that.
He does those reenactments.
Confectionist reenactments. Yeah. Have you ever been to one of those?
No. He dresses up and everything?
Yeah, as, you know, as sugar. As a white powder sugar.
Yes. I hear radios clicking off all over the country.
Get back to the program.
We go to Mississippi. Lonnie is on the line. Lonnie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you.
Lonnie, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer, and then I got one to ask.
Okay. All right. So which question?
Candy.
Okay.
Oh, here candy. It is. The candy. Yeah, now it's down to 50-50. Multiple choice. More candy is sold during which holiday, Lonnie? Is it Halloween or Valentine's Day?
I would say Valentine's Day.
No, sir. That is not right. Halloween, more candy is sold during Halloween than Valentine's Day or Easter.
My first thought was when you started and you had Halloween, I thought, well, that's the answer. But then I thought, well, what about Easter? Maybe Easter squeezes in there. But
right.
So Halloween.
But you think
of
somebody buying some Easter candy for their kids, but then when they're buying candy for everybody in the neighborhood.
Right. I just got to tell you, although they'd never admit it, dentists love Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. For more reasons than.
Yeah, they act like, oh, don't do that. You'll hurt your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, eat all that candy from Christmas, from Thanksgiving, Halloween to Christmas. But they know that's business.
That's right. In March or April, it's going to pay off.
Right, exactly. So don't act like you know.
This morning on my radio show, The Music Side, The Hybrid, I've said about how candy has been around for a real long time. The earliest candy corn was placed in Halloween bags in 1880. And I
really?
Said, did they just pull up in a wagon, horse and wagon, and get down off the buckboard and go in there and knock, go up and knock on the farmhouse door and put a little bit of candy corn? But then it gave all this candy that your great-grandparents enjoyed. Tootsie Rolls, been around since the 1800s. Two or three other things have been around
I didn't know
long,
that had been
long time.
Around that long.
I know. I was surprised as well. Hey, Lonnie, what's your question for us?
The name of Robert E. Lee's horse.
We've had that question before.
Yeah. Hang on. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Traveler.
Was it Traveler?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to.
Traveler.
I like the confidence of
that
answer there.
That was
so we're going to go with Tim's answer of Traveler.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
all right.
Tim Wildman right there, the dean.
No, really, anybody could have done that, but.
except for Ed and JJ.
But y'all didn't, so I had to.
Thanks, Lonnie. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This is Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University. University.
Learning University is on the air. You can participate by calling 888-589-8840. That's to be on the air with us and ask a question. If you haven't been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, 4 week waiting period between calls. Again, the phone number 888-589-8840. I'm not going to lie to you. You may be on hold a while.
Yeah. We got a lot of people trying to get on.
Yeah.
But it's worth it if you make it.
Yeah. Then you got a shot at the free T-shirt.
That's right.
Now, who wouldn't want to give an hour of their life for a free T-shirt right there? All right. So back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go back to Virginia. We've been there once before this show. Reverend Luttrell, looks like. Did I pronounce that correctly?
What's that?
Reverend Luttrell?
Yes, sir. This is him.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Hey, he needs
to
turn
the radio down.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey,
turn the radio
I'd like to
down.
Do both, if you please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer, Reverend?
Oh, we're going to get the closest star to the Earth.
Okay, the question is, by the way, I feel a sneeze coming on, so hold on. You know, I don't know what you do about this on live radio. Hold on, just who am I talking to?
This is Reverend Luttrell.
Reverend Luttrell?
Yes, sir.
Can you pray for us? And I'll see if I'm going to get this sneeze. No, I'm just kidding. What star is nearest the Earth? That's the one you want to answer? Go ahead.
It's called the SUN, sir.
The SUN.
Yes, nice.
Sun.
Nice.
A little bit of a trick question there. The sun is closest to the Earth. The sun is 93 million miles away. And it is a star.
Yes.
Exactly. So good answer there, brother.
Yes.
Reverend Luttrell, thank you, sir.
And you did good with that 93 million miles, too.
He did.
Well, these things.
The question I have for you, and I would like to give you a little background on it because it's one that is confused. It's a biblical question.
Okay, go ahead.
The week was Jesus crucified on? And I'll tell you, the reason people make a mistake is because of the Sabbath, but this was done during the Passover, and there was quite a few Sabbaths during the Passover, and the Jesus said, as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's 72 hours, and before sunup on Sunday, he was out of the grave. So what day of the week was Jesus crucified on?
Well, I'm going to answer Friday, but it sounds like you don't believe that.
Well, the Bible doesn't go along with it.
Okay.
The Bible said, you want the answer?
Sure, give us your answer.
The Bible said he was crucified on Friday because Thursday was a Sabbath day of the Feast of the Passover. And he was crucified before that day. And if you calculate it down from Wednesday to Sunday morning, 72 hours.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank
we appreciate you.
Sure.
It.
When
the, have a good.
This is the first time I've called, and I write down the questions, and I'm not going to answer ones that haven't been answered, but I've got most of them that I thought I could answer right. But I didn't get that Halloween, and shame on me because 3 days ago I was 85 years old on October 31st.
Wow, hey, that's you share a birthday with my wife. Reverend Luttrell, that's...
Oh, praise God. Yeah. If I have enough sense to know when I get old, I'm going to slow down.
And thank you for telling us how old you are. I'm not telling you how old my wife was. So.
How you, 85. You pastor a church?
Do you still pastor?
I'm still pastor. It's called pestering.
Pestering.
I'm still pestering. I've been there 35 years. They've been putting up with me.
Amen.
Keep up the good work.
Absolutely,
God bless
brother.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Reverend. Shall we continue, or you look like you're busy there? You got something?
No, go.
Okay. We go Washington, D.C. Well, I don't know that I've ever remember getting a caller from Washington, D.C. Marie is on the line, and Marie is 10 years old. Marie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Marie. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
I'd like to answer the HMS one.
All right. Here's the question. In the British Royal Navy, what does the abbreviation HMS stand for?
His Majesty's ship or Her Majesty's ship?
You are correct, Marie.
Nice job.
Excellent.
Nice job.
Excellent
man, what
job.
A great answer. So,
yes,
yeah.
That's right. Excellent. Right. What's your question for us, Marie?
What famous artist painted the original Rosie the Riveter painting? Painting, not poster.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no, Marie.
What famous
Rosie,
artist?
The Rosie the Riveter, that was during World War II.
Uh-huh.
Which
had
famous
her head,
artist?
Head in a red bandana, had her showing her
maybe,
muscle.
Maybe Norman Rockwell? Maybe?
I'd say
I'm going with
Norman
you on
Rockwell.
That one. That looks like a Rockwell.
It sure does.
We're gonna say Norman Rockwell, Marie.
You're correct.
Correct.
All right. We clap
for
ourselves.
Clap for ourselves on that one.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a Norman Rockwell,
yes.
Didn't it?
Yeah, and he was from that era.
I think he did the covers of the Saturday Evening Post?
Saturday Evening Post. Mm-hmm.
And what a remarkable, realistic, he would capture Thanksgiving. It's so much so it's in our lexicon. Somebody says, well, there's a little bit of chaos at our house. We don't have a Norman Rockwell kind of Thanksgiving. But he could just capture life in the 40s and 50s.
I couldn't tell you what he looked like.
I can remember the picture.
Remember.
He painted himself in one of his paintings. He was tall and skinny and had black glasses
and had a pipe.
Pipe, Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Marie, mm-hmm. thank you so much, and great job here on Trivia Friday.
Hey, I've got to add, thank you. Lord bless you there, Marie. I have a couple questions to add real quick.
Do we need to go do our questions again?
Well, we got, nah. Okay. Let's wait till after the break. Right. But I do have, mine are, who said God does not play dice with the universe? This is a very famous person in right. history.
Norman Rockwell was that?
God does not play dice with the universe. I shouldn't have given the answer. My two other questions are, I'm just adding them because I don't have anything left here.
Yeah.
I feel left out. What do beavers eat? What do beavers eat?
They praying mantises, I think. if you've been a long-time listener, yeah, you get that.
Yeah. All right, number three. What king of Israel had a navy?
Ooh, that's
from the Bible.
That's a real good question.
What king of Israel had himself a navy? All right.
And if you want to go into deep trivia, which one had aviation branch?
Really? Yeah.
We need to work in confection into that conversation. All right. Well, let's try to get one more in before the break. Texas, Chip, welcome to the program, Chip.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chip, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I like to do both, but all the answers that I knew were already answered since I've been waiting, and I don't know what the other ones are.
You don't know what the other questions are?
Correct.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, you guys. Go ahead.
All right. So Tim is already here are mine. What famous actor played both the Frankenstein monster and the mummy in the 1930s films by those same names? How many World Series have the Boston Red Sox won this century, that is, since 2000? And I will add another one in. I do like some of these old movies. Fill in the blank for this famous 1954 horror film, Creature from the Black Blank.
Lagoon. I'll take that one there.
All right, and what did you say?
Lagoon.
Lagoon, you got
nice.
It.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Creature from the Black
from
Lagoon.
Forest?
Lagoon.
What's that?
It's not Forest?
No. Creature from the Black Forest? No. I haven't seen that one.
That Black used to be Lagoon. My favorite movie.
Yes, mine too. In fact, I when I was young, I wanted to grow up to be the creature from the Black Lagoon, but I didn't understand enough about biology to...
how much psychological treatment did you have to require?
Hey, Chip, what's your question for us?
My son has a problem. Can you see him, doctor? What's your problem? What's your son's problem? He wants to grow up and be the creature from the Black Lagoon.
From the Black Lagoon.
I'm sorry, I just hadn't run into that one before.
Anyway, go ahead. You watch it on a Creature Feature.
Yes, I love that movie. Or what's your question for us, Chip? We're just about up to the break.
Okay, real fast. When Jesus was presented to the temple, there was a prophetess. What was her name?
Wasn't it Anna? Or you had the two that said the one that would live until he saw the Messiah. Yeah. And then it seemed like it was Anna.
Wait, are you talking about a dude or?
There was a man and a woman. There was a prophetess there. It seemed like it was Ananias or something.
Ananias? Ananias.
Arcephius or something.
Wasn't it Ananias who was the...
You're going to have to tell us, Chip.
Okay, his name was Simon. Simeon.
Simeon.
Name was Anna.
Her name is what?
Anna.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we were kind of in the general vicinity.
Ananias or something. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Chip. Y'all, thank you, brother.
No, y'all weren't either. Y'all weren't. You were Anna.
Anna and Ananias.
Ananias, that's not close.
A-N-N.
It all starts with A. It starts with A-N.
I can see the verse. I just
y'all are looking
remember.
At me like, well, you didn't have an answer. But we did better than you. And you would be correct on that. I'm just saying Anna and Ananias, don't give yourself credit for that. That's what I'm saying. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more of today's issues. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.